2 Kings tonight. Amen. My, how good the Lord is. Amen. I don't want to read all of the text again, but in verse number 6, Elijah said unto him, tarry here, I pray thee here, and if you'll wait just a minute, I'll keep reading. Amen. That thing there is going to get the best of me one of these days. Amen. The Bible said, tarry here, I pray thee, for the Lord has sent me to Jordan. And he said, as the Lord liveth and as thy soul liveth, I will not leave thee. And here's our text for the message today. And they too went on. How many spent the afternoon thinking about some of that? Amen. It ain't time to go back. It's time to go on. Amen. They too went on. And the Bible said in verse number 7, they too stood by Jordan. The Bible said in verse number 8, they too went over. The Bible said in verse number 11, as they still went on. Then the Bible said down here in verse number 14, and he took the mantle of Elijah that fell from him, and he smote the waters and said, boy, listen to this question tonight. Where is the Lord God of Elijah? I don't know about you tonight, but I can answer that question. Say amen. I don't know what was going on in this building before I got here tonight, but I know this. I brought him with me. He goes with me everywhere I go. Amen. Brother Joe sang in that song, he's been caring for me ever since that day. Amen. Never alone. Never alone. The Bible said, where is the Lord God of Elijah? And when he had also smitten the waters, they parted hither and thither. And Elisha went over. When the sons of the prophets, which were to view at Jericho, saw him, they said, the spirit of Elijah doth rest on Elisha. Well, I'll tell you, wasn't that good? Think about that for just a minute. Amen. How many of you have a hero in the faith? You ought to have. Say amen. Our teenagers ought to have. Amen. Everybody ought to have a hero in the faith. What would it be like for someone to say of you that the spirit of that hero rests on you? Hallelujah. The truth is there ain't but one spirit of the living God. Say amen. But they could tell that Elisha had what Elijah had. Amen. I like that. Watch this. The Bible said, and when the sons of the prophets were to view, they said, the spirit of Elijah doth rest on Elisha. And they came to meet him, and they bowed themselves to the ground before him. And they said unto him, behold, now there be with thy servants 50 strong men. Let them go, we pray thee, and seek thy master. Lest peradventure the spirit of the Lord hath taken him up and cast him upon some mountain or into some valley. And he said, ye shall not send. Now, I'm just paraphrasing country boy's language. Elisha's telling them 50 strong men, y'all are wasting your time. You're not going to find him in a valley. You're not going to find him on a mountain because, hey, after all, I got to see the Lord take him home. Amen. The Bible said here, and when they urged him till he was ashamed, he said, send. They sent forth therefore 50 men, and they sought 3 days, but found him not. And when they came again to him, for he tarried at Jericho, he said unto them, did I not say unto you, go not? And the men of the city said unto Elisha, behold, I pray thee, the situation of this city is pleasant, as my Lord seeth, but the water is not, and the ground barren. Now, let me tell you something right now. You can have a city like Kingsport, but if the water's no good, you're going to be hunting you another city for long. Say amen. Either you got to fix the water or the folk got to leave. Amen. And the Bible said here, and he went forth into the spring of waters and cast salt in there and said, thus saith the Lord, I have healed these waters. There shall not be from thence any more death or barren land. So the waters were healed unto this day, according to the saying of Elisha, which he spake. And I'm just going to go ahead and read these next few verses right here. I did a little bit of reading and research yesterday evening, especially on these verses right here. And it talks about children. I'll show you something here. And he went up from thence unto Bethel. And as he was going up, by the way, they came forth little children out of the city and mocked him and said unto him, go up, thou bald head, go up, thou bald head. And he turned back and he looked on them and he cursed them in the name of the Lord. And there came forth two she-bears out of the wood and tare 42 children of them. And he went from thence to Mount Carmel, and from thence he returned to Samaria. And what I could find in the research there on those children, they weren't what we had called today little children. Because after all, when's the last time you saw a little child making fun of anybody? Say amen right there. They got more sense than adults do most of the time. Say amen. They wouldn't be paying attention to whether a man had hair or not. And these here were at least developed along, they were responsible to God, and they were making fun of the man of God and the prophet of God. Amen. And God took care of that, didn't he? Amen. With the she-bears. But tonight I want to get back on the subject and talk about just a little while. They too went on. They too went on. I'm not going to go over everything that we went over this morning, but we talked about the fact that two are better than one. We talked about in among God's men in a household, a husband and a wife, two are better than one. And we talked about how the Lord made the man for the woman, the woman for the man. It was not good that the man be alone and all of that. We got into that these sites here where they met this morning in Gilgal, speaking of the new beginning. Bethel, speaking of the house of God. And they too went on. I believe the only way we can go on together is get started at the same place. And Brother Joe, you're going to like the way this message winds up tonight. Amen. He had to get up and say something about the cross, didn't he? Amen. Well, God forbid that I should glory saving the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world is crucified unto me, and I unto the world. For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us that are saved, it is the power of God. The Apostle Paul said, I'm determined to know nothing among you save Jesus Christ and Him crucified. Amen. Just wait till we get to the end of the message. Amen. Pray for me. Let's plow on here just a little bit more tonight. Now we come to Jericho. When somebody's been saved, they get in the house of God down at Bethel. There's a new beginning at Gilgal. They get saved. They get in the house of God. Let me just tell you this. There are going to be some battles along the way. There are some people that are so shocked by that fact. They've been listening to these TV preachers, amen, that if you get saved and you serve God and you give us plenty of money, amen, and then it's all going to be smooth sailing. I'm going to tell you something right now. There's going to be some battles along the way. And Jericho speaks of victory in battle. I say, yes, there's going to be some battles, but thank God there's victory for the children of God. Amen. Let me say this to you tonight. There's something to learn about Jericho. You march around. You remember how they did? One time, right? For 6 days. Is that how it went? And then I believe the seventh day, they marched around 7 times. Is that how it went? But let me say something right here. Here's something that God's people need to learn. They need to learn this truth, Brother Kyle. They did not see the walls fall down and then shout. They shouted and the walls fell down. You say, what is that, preacher? That's a shout of faith. That's something we need back in our church. Amen. We need back in our homes. We don't need to see it happen and then shout. We ought to shout glory before we ever see it happen. For the glory of God. Victory in the battle. Amen. Thank God. Listen, He promised me all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose. All I got to know tonight is I know Him and I love Him and everything will be all right. Amen. I promise you everything's not good. But I promise you this, everything's working together for good to them that love God. You say, preacher, why would you bring that out in this message? Because right there is where a lot of people stop going on. The first time the battle comes, the first time somebody says something cross, or the first time they have a health issue, or the first time there's a death in the family, and they go the other way. Let me say something to you tonight, folks. God is on the mountain. He's God in the valley. And He's God everywhere in between. I believe tonight with all of my heart, Jericho speaks of victory for the children of God in the battle. Amen. You know what we need to get? We need to get like David did. He said, this ain't my battle. It's the Lord's. The battle is the Lord's. Amen. I tell you what, David told that giant, he said, the Lord will deliver you into my hand. Amen. And before that day was over, God, David stood up there in the power of God and cut his head off with his own sword. Amen. Thank the Lord tonight. You say, preacher, why are you telling us this? Let me just say something to Bible Way Baptist Church tonight. I love you with all of my heart. But if we're going to win this community of God without a battle, we're fooling ourselves. Say amen. I'm going to tell you, there are going to be some battles along the way. Amen. And you know what I want to see, Austin? I want to see they too going right on. Going right on. Going right on. Even though there's a battle, we just need to go on. Amen. And remember that one another, we're not the enemy, but there's an enemy behind the scene trying to destroy the work of God. Amen. I tell you tonight, Jericho, they too went on. Praise the Lord. Elijah said, tarry here. Elijah said, nope, I can't do that. As the Lord liveth, as thy soul liveth, I'll not leave thee. I'm going with you. Amen. I'm going with you. Let me give you this last thing tonight. Now don't get excited right there. That's just the last of these four places. Amen. Then you have Jordan or Canaan. And for Israel, the Jordan River marked the end of their wilderness wanderings. You know, listen, there's nothing wrong with making the application, I shall not have to cross Jordan alone. But Jordan in the Bible is a better type, my friend, of the victorious Christian life. Canaan is not a type of heaven. You say, no, preacher, give us something to go on there. How about this? How many realize this tonight? We're not going to fight any battles in heaven. Say amen. The battle's over when we get there. But in Canaan, they had battles to fight. They had victories to win. They had ground to conquer. Amen? They had spoils to take. But listen, Canaan is a type of the victorious Christian life. Now, Jordan is a type of death right here, but it's not physical death. It's dying to self that you might live for the Savior and have victory in your heart for the Lord Jesus Christ. They too went on. Amen? When you've got two that'll go on, Brother Joe, it's because they have the same master. Amen. It's because they have the same purpose. I just can't hardly wait tonight to get to the purpose. I'll show you after a while what this whole thing's about. Amen. The Bible said they too went on, and they still went on for the glory of God. Let me give you some things here tonight, just hurriedly. Three words the Lord gave me as I looked at this Thursday morning. The first word is distractions. In spite of the distractions, Brother Grizzle, they just went on. How many knows there's a whole lot to distract us? There's a whole lot to just kind of get us off the course. I tell you, Brother Brian, the other morning in Sunday school, it's been several weeks ago, he talked about that being overcharged. And I'm telling you what, that's part of that. The distraction just draw you off here. Just get your eyes off of Jesus. Get your eyes off of souls. Get your eyes off of your Bible. Say amen right there. And I tell you, there are distractions. You say, preacher, where do you see any distractions right here? Every time he went to a different place, Sister Teresa, he said, the sons of the prophets said, don't you know that your master's head's going to be carried up from you today? In other words, if Elisha would have stood still and really listened to that and let that get in him, amen, it might have hindered him from going on the way that God wanted him to go on. But you know what he said? He said, yeah, I know it. Hold your peace. Hold your peace. Not only that there's a distraction coming from them, but what about the man of God himself? Now let me tell you something right now. The devil tempts us to do evil. When God tempts a man, it's not to do evil, it's to try that man's faith. How many knows the difference? Say amen. The devil's temptation is a trap. The Lord's temptation is a test. And there's a difference between a test and a trap. Say amen. You say, preacher, what are you trying to say? Listen, every time Elijah said, tarry here. He said to Elijah, just wait right here, son. I'm going to go down here to Bethel. Wait right here, son. I got to go down here to Jericho. Wait right here, son. I got to go on down here to Jordan. You see, it was a test. It was a test. You know what I believe? This would be a good place to mention fasting and prayer. It is mentioned in the Bible. Amen. You know what? That lets God know that we're serious about what we want from Him. Say amen. And you know what? Elisha was letting Elijah know, I'm serious about this. You've told me once, twice, and three times, I'll not be distracted. Man of God, I'm going with you. Amen. I'm going with you. Because I believe there's a reason and a purpose at the other end for me to go with you. Now let me show you something tonight. Not only was there a distraction, but thank God there was a determination. Let me just say this to you tonight. You or me. I guess that's right, Amos. I ain't got time to study all that out. Amen. My wife says, you know this stuff's on the internet now. Well, I hope it's better on the internet than it is here. Say amen. But it doesn't matter if it's you or me. If we don't have some determination, we're not going far. If we have a short-sightedness about us, we're not going far. Brother Joe, have you ever just felt like, amen, just felt like kind of cooling it a little bit? Amen. Been hurt any, Brother Joe, along the way? Deeply sometimes. Say amen right there. But you say, what kept a man going? I tell you what kept Elisha going. He was determined. There's something that man of God's got that God wants me to have, and I'm not going to be cheated out of it. Can I say something for every one of the children of God in this building tonight? God's got something for you that if you'll not be determined, you'll not get it. But if you'll be determined by the grace of God, God, whatever it is you want for me, I want it. God will give it to you. God will grant it. Notice this. Not only do I see that Elisha dealt with the distractions and Elisha had a determination in his heart, but there was something else Elisha had. It was the devotion. What do you mean by that, preacher? How about this? Remember what Elijah said. He said, if you're with me, he said, ask me. What is it you want? You know, it kind of reminds me of Solomon. Solomon asked for the right thing, didn't he? He asked for wisdom. And God didn't quit at wisdom. How many realizes that? Amen. God loaded his wagon. Amen. Because he asked for the right thing. Well, Elisha's about to ask for the right thing. Here's what he said. He said to Elijah, let a double portion of thy spirit be upon me. I cannot read that scripture and think about that scripture without thinking of Amanda. He used to teach Sunday school down at Liberty Baptist. He had a godly father. And he would pray like this. He would say, Lord, if you would just help me to be half the man my daddy was. And he was teaching Sunday school one morning. He may have been in this passage, but he told the class how that God gripped his heart one day. He said, you're not praying right. He said, your daddy was a godly man. But said, instead of asking God to make you half the man he was, why don't you pray and ask God to make you twice the man he was? That's what Elisha is asking for. He's saying, hey, you're a man of God, and I'd like to have a double portion in my life of what you've got. Lord, give us a double portion. Hallelujah. A devotion. You say, preacher, he was devoted to Elijah. If that's what you think, you're missing it. He was devoted to the God of heaven. He wanted a double portion of the Spirit of the living God. Amen. Tonight, I believe with all of my heart, they too went on. Let me give you something tonight that I hope will bless you. The Bible talks about down here, you see the power in going on. Because just as soon as Elijah was caught up, here come his mantle.
Now you understand that unless Elisha had went on, Elisha wasn't going to experience what he's about to experience. But he didn't pray about it a week or two. He didn't take it and frame it and put it on the wall. But he picked up that man of God's mantle. And it was, I believe it was almost like saying to the devil, watch this. He had faith. He wasn't just asking for something, amen, and wondering whether God would do it or not. By the way, if we're not praying in faith, we're not praying. Let not a double-minded man think that he's going to receive anything of the Lord. Yes, we need to pray for our families. Yes, we need to pray for our church. Yes, we need to pray for our community. Yes, you need to pray for your pastor. But we need to pray in faith, believing that God will do something. He picked up that mantle, Brother Ron. Went down there to that Jordan. Pow. Guess what God did? Just like He did for Elijah. Amen. He said, preacher, what about this generation? Well, all I can tell you is that our Lord is the same yesterday and today and forever. He said, preacher, why are there so many powerless churches? I'll tell you why. Because there's so many prayerless churches. If we'll pray, say amen. We'll do our part, God will do His part. Big mark that down, say amen. I tell you, if there's a blessing one that comes out of this church, I'll not give credit to the preaching, I'll give credit to the praying of God's precious people. Amen. The Bible said here, watch this. He took that mantle, He smote that water, and it parted. Now watch what I'm going to tell you here. Let's come on down here in verse number 19. And the men of the city said to Elisha, behold, I pray thee, the situation of this city is pleasant, as my Lord seeth, but the water is not. And the water and the ground is barren. And he said, bring me a new cruse. And put salt therein. Can I ask you a question? Are there any places in Bloomingdale that are barren? Somebody answer me. Somebody answer me. Is there any water in Bloomingdale that's bitter? I'm not speaking physical water now. You know what I reckon there's any bitterness around Bloomingdale? You say, preacher, what is this message all about? I tell you what's going on. God said, you're the salt of the earth. Am I right or am I wrong? You're the light of the world. If the salt has lost its savor, then it ain't good for nothing. Just throw it on the ground. Amen. I tell you, thank God Almighty, if the salt's got some savor about it and God will throw it out in this community, you know what will happen? There'll be some bitter water turned sweet to the glory of God. The homes healed. Lives that are in shambles. Picked up out of the broken pieces and put back together for the glory of God. I don't know about you tonight. If I didn't have another reason tonight to go on, that'd be enough reason to go on. To see one more life changed by the glory of God. That'd be enough reason for me to go on tonight with the Lord. Go on with the church. Go on with my wife. Amen. I'll just take your Bible, turn there a minute. I think I made a note. I hope I did. I did right here. Turn back over to Exodus tonight and we'll be done right here. Exodus chapter 15. Exodus chapter 15. Verse number 23. I think it's verse 23. Let me see here. Exodus 15. Yeah, I'm going to read a couple verses here. Exodus 15. Look at verse 23 tonight. And when they came to Marah, they could not drink of the waters of Marah, for they were bitter. Therefore the name of it was called Marah. And the people murmured against Moses, saying, I didn't know there were Baptists in the Old Testament, did you? Amen. I'm just kidding you all. And the people murmured against Moses, saying, "What shall we drink?" And he cried unto the Lord. Watch this. And the Lord showed him a tree. I'm about to have a fit. Amen. Let me read the rest of the verse. The Bible said, which when he cast it into the waters were made sweet. And he made for them a statute and an ordinance. And there he proved them. He said, preacher, what needs to be cast into the bitter water? Number one, salt. But number two, the cross. That's the tree that needs to be thrown into the water. And it'll make a difference for the glory of God. Jesus said, and I, if I be lifted up from the earth, shall draw all men to me. We use that in application about lifting him up now. But the literal application of that and interpretation of that, he spake signifying the death. I on the cross, he was lifted up on a cross. And ever since then, thank God Almighty, he's been drawing men to himself. Tonight, church, I tell you what the world needs. Salt. I've been, about 3 weeks ago, I don't want anybody's sympathy, but about 3 weeks ago, I got me a headache. And I knew what it was from. It wasn't from being married 34 years. Amen. I'm kidding. My blood pressure gets up. I get me a headache. I've went all summer, and I ain't paid no attention to what I've been eating or what I've been drinking. And the Lord put a little headache in there and said, pay attention, son. And so I've been watching it. That there's stuff called sodium. I've been watching it. Amen. And my wife fixed some it wonderful. What'd you call that stuff, honey? Some kind of a soup. Had beef in it. And what'd you call that stuff? Minestrone? I can't even say minestrone, let alone spell it. Amen. But I tell you what I can do. I can eat it. I got me a bowl of it. And Brother Ron, after laying off sodium for 3 weeks, it tasted like I'd poured the salt shaker in my mouth. Well, guess what, Brother Grizzle? I got thirsty. I didn't even get the bowl of soup. Nowhere near done. Two or three bites and I wanted me some water. You know what? If we'll get good and salty, church, you know what we can do? Brother Rick, we can create a thirst in this community for the God of heaven which we serve. The Bible said, I'll pour water on him that's thirsty. How many's glad, thank God, he poured water on you one day? How many's glad you got around somebody, had some salt about them? Amen. And you got thirsty and you knew you needed what they had. Never forget, Brother Wayne, you said you come in this church. People loved you. Received you. You got thirsty hanging around here, didn't you, brother? You got you a drink too, didn't you, brother? A drink of living water. I'm going to tell you, that's what the world needs, a drink of living water. They ain't all going to get it. But I tell you what we ought to do, we ought to determine by the grace of God to be salt. And then we ought to determine by the grace of God just to throw a tree in that bitter water. You know what Paul said? He said it like this. Sister Jean, he said, I'm crucified with Christ. How many's getting this? Amen. He threw a tree in the bitter water. He said, I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life I now live in the flesh, he said, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me. And then he gets right back to some more tree in the water and gave himself for me. God still loves the world. That ain't the way I planned on closing this message, but there ain't another statement could close it any better. God, Brother John, still loves the world. You say, preacher, A lot of bitterness out there. How many knows that? A lot of water out there ain't fit to drink. How many knows that? Why don't we put some salt in it? Why don't we throw a cross in it? Amen. Jesus said, if you'll come after me, He said, deny yourself, Brother Arnold. Brother Arnold, I know what back trouble is. We ain't the same back trouble, I know that. But I know, brother, there's times you don't feel like being here. And you deny your stinking self. Say amen. And say, old devil and old flesh, I'm going for Jesus. Let me tell you something about attitudes like that. That's when the blessing comes. How many knows I'm telling it right? When you don't have feel like holding your head up. And you say, I'm supposed to be in the house of God and that's where I'm headed. I'm going on. You watch God. Pour out a blessing right there. Amen. Amen. Well, I'd say if you could get a drop of this, brother, it'd be pretty salty. Amen. You pray I go to Cleveland salty. You pray I go to Cleveland with a tree. You pray I come back salty. Let's pray God will make Bible Way Baptist Church salt in the Bloomingdale community for the glory of God Almighty. My wife likes salt, brother. I'm telling you. Him too, Sister Rossi. My wife likes it. I don't think that's an accurate statement. My wife loves it. Amen. Anybody here love salt? Amen. I know one thing. Sometimes we have to back off of the things that we love. Say amen. But I know this. God don't want us to back off from being salt. Let's be salt. Let's be saved. And let's be salt. Let's be surrendered. Living that crucified life. Amen. Yet not I, but Christ. How many's glad you come tonight? I tell you what, tonight, Brother Danny, we have a tremendous responsibility to be salt. To preach Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Sweetest name I know. Amen. Say, preacher, come on, Brother Cal. How many believes that's reason enough? They too went on. That's reason enough. If we'll just go on. How many believes that city was glad that Elisha went on? That Elisha didn't listen to the sons of the prophets. That Elisha didn't even listen to Elijah. Elijah said, tarry here. Nope, don't think so. God, we're going somewhere. How many knows God's people are going somewhere? You know what we can do? Thank you, Brother Kyle. You know what we can do? We can pray God will let us take somebody with us. Never going to see a U-Haul behind the hearse. We ain't taking the stuff. Wouldn't it be good, Brother David, if we could so live for God that there'd be some soul that got thirsty for Jesus because of the salt in our life? How many's glad to come? How many wants to be salt? You can't be salt until you first be saved. You've got to be saved. You've got to be born again. There's got to be a Gilgal before there can be a Jericho. Before there can be a Bethel. Before there can be a Jordan. Let's pray. Father, thank you tonight in the name of Jesus for the privilege to be here. God, I thank you tonight for strength for this journey. God, it's my prayer tonight that this message will not just be heard and forgot about. God, you know that this day I've given you everything that I am. Every house that I have. God, God help us at Bible Way just to go on. Our missionaries need us to go on, Lord. Our families need us to go on. My grandchildren need us to go on. The children need us to go on. Moms and dads, husbands and wives need us to go on. And Lord, in this community, there are so many homes tonight that, Lord, they're in shambles. They're in a turmoil. They're fighting and fussing. Lord, the water's bitter. God, would you help us to make a difference? Let us be, Lord, a lighthouse sitting on this little hill. Let us be salt. Let us so reflect our Savior that that cross would be thrown into that bitter water and it would be healed. Lord, I pray tonight, help us to understand our responsibility as your people. How serious it is tonight, Lord. Souls are in the balance. Help us, we pray.